Good morning and welcome to our worship today. Today marks on the church calendar the last Sunday of the church year. It is called Christ the King Sunday. May God bless our time in His Word today. We begin our service in the name of our triune God, the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have come into the presence of God who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children, but we have disobeyed Him. We deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, we need to confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against You. I do not deserve to be called Your child. But trusting in Jesus my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me. Cleanse me from my sin. Take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all of our sins. And by the perfect life, the innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed our guilt forever. We are His own dear children. May God give us the strength always to live according to His will. Amen. We bow our heads in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, by Your victory, You have broken the power of the evil one. Fill our hearts with joy and peace as we look with hope to that day when every creature in heaven and earth will acclaim You King of Kings and Lord of Lords to Your unending praise and glory. For You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We turn then to the Word of God. Our first lesson is the epistle lesson for today from Revelation chapter 1. We'll start reading the second half of verse 4. Jesus is the beginning and the end. Grace and peace to you from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve His God and Father. To Him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of Him. So shall it be. Amen. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. This is God's Word. And we have a reading from the Gospels, John chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Jesus will not establish a kingdom here in His earth. He is already ruling us from heaven. We read, Pilate then went back inside the palace. He summoned Jesus and asked Him, Are you the King of the Jews? Is that your own idea? Jesus asked, or did others talk to you about me? Am I a Jew? Pilate replied. Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done? Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are a king then, said Pilate. This is God's Word. We then turn to our message for today. The words from Mark chapter 13. Dear friends in Christ, there's a jingle on the radio or on TV for the UPS store. They have everything for you. And then they go into that list of things that they have for you. Shipping, packaging, and the list goes on. Well, this is the week of Thanksgiving. And I don't think one has to be you don't have to be a prophet in order to say that this is the beginning of a very busy time of the year for people, for activities. And I could say then, using that jingle, for the many things that we need to do. Cleaning, decorating, shopping, cooking, baking, writing, rapping, entertaining, traveling, visiting, and the ings probably could go on and on and on. Sometimes our heads just are spinning out of control. With so much to do, we wonder how can we get all these ings done. My friends, Jesus' words to us today are so appropriate. Because with our minds so full of so many things to do in preparing for the holidays, we sometimes tend to let down our guard about another very important day. And it doesn't just happen at this time of the year. It can happen throughout the entire year. There is an important day that is approaching for all of us. It's a day when Jesus is going to return to this earth to judge the living and the dead. Today, as I said, is the last Sunday of the church year. And that last Sunday of the church year celebrates Christ the King. His kingdom is the Holy Christian Church. His subjects are all the Christians. In our gospel lesson, Jesus spoke about that kingdom, and he points us to the day that he's going to come again. In the reading that I'm about to read, Jesus gives us some very important instructions concerning this second coming. There's three of them, to be exact. He tells us to be alert, to be accountable, and to be assured. Hear then the words from Mark 13. We'll begin reading at verse 26. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and he puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. This is God's word. Be on guard. Be alert, Jesus says. And as he says those words, he takes us to today, what we would call a workplace. In verse 34, it's like a man going away, he leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Are you prepared for Christ the King's return? Are you ready? Are you ready to stand before the judgment seat of Jesus to answer for your sins? Would you be prepared for the angel's trumpet blast if it sounded right now? The Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA, is an arm of the United States government that responds when there is a disaster. FEMA provides funding to help clean up and restore communities. Billions and billions of dollars every year is given for that cause. Interestingly, nearly $6 billion of that amount is never used. It's reserved for what FEMA calls a doomsday scenario, a response plan in case something catastrophic hits the United States, such as a nuclear attack. Well, there is another day that for so many will be far more catastrophic and destructive than a nuclear attack. And $6 billion will not be enough to guarantee the safety on that day. The cost of sin is greater than that. But there is something that does guarantee. the cross of Jesus. The blood of Jesus guarantees salvation. Jesus' death on the cross is FEMA personified. FEMA for our souls, FEMA for our forgiveness, FEMA that guarantees we will make it through the last day to eternity of heaven. And what is our mission? Our mission is to alert, to be on guard, and to alert, to share, to help get others ready. Jesus says, don't slough off on the job. Don't let the boss catch you unprepared. We go back to his illustration, where Jesus tells us about the master. He leaves and he puts his servants in charge. After his sufferings, death, and his resurrection, just before he ascended into heaven, Jesus put his disciples in charge, giving them their task. Go and make disciples, he said, of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. Their task is our task, for we too are his disciples and servants. And to each of us he has assigned the task of spreading the message of his love. Notice in that illustration that Jesus told about the man and his servants is that he left his servants in charge, each with their assigned task. Jesus has given us the tasks. There is no such thing as an inactive follower of Jesus. The Bible repeatedly points out that each member, each Christian, is to function according to his or her abilities to the glory of God. Whether you're young or old, you're male or female, we are all accountable for the responsibilities that God has given to us using the gifts that each and every one of us has received from the Lord. Having alerted us to be ready, using the gifts he has given to us to serve in his kingdom, Jesus then assures us. I go back to the opening verses of the lesson. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. It's judgment day. You feel the whole earth shaking and tremoring. You hear loud trumpet blasts of heaven. You see angels flying everywhere. Bodies are rising from the ground. No matter where we are, no matter where our bodies or bones or ashes or dust may lie, the angels will find us. And then, the most astounding sight of all, as you look up, you will see the Son of Man, Jesus in person, with his body coming in clouds with power and glory. The first time Jesus came, it could not have been a more humble way, born in a barn. The second time he comes, I can't put it into words. We will have to wait and see this marvelous event. As you take it all in, why would you stand and watch? As he comes again in glory, in such majesty, why not try to run and hide? Why will there be a smile on our face? Well, let's look for the answer in verse 27. He will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. You see the answer. You are one of God's elect. Before God ever created the world, you were a part of his plan. A plan that played out when Jesus did come the first time. What Jesus did is he came down to our level. He came down to become us. He came down to live our lives. He came down to die for us. He came down to smash sin and Satan and the sorrow of death. He came down from heaven to rise again. Then that plan was put into our hearts by faith. How do we know that we are one of God's elect? We wouldn't be sitting in church today or listening at home if we weren't. heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus says, but my words will never pass away. Here we have another wonderful assurance from our King. God's word will always be a part of our lives. In God's word, we have promise after promise that has been made, promise after promise that has been kept. And all of those promises set up the final promise, the promise of Jesus who says, I will return and take you to heaven. As we wait, we remember verse 37. Jesus says, what I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. And as we watch, may we be found serving Christ to the glory of his kingdom now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We confess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us join together in a listen as I read a psalm of praise. The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The word is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. The Lord reigns. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. Amen. And we pray the prayer our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We pray. Almighty God, we thank you for teaching us the things you want us to believe and do. Help us by your Holy Spirit to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in faith, guided in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And brothers and sisters, go in peace, live in harmony with one another, and serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. This week, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving this coming week. On Wednesday afternoon at 4 in the afternoon, we will have a Thanksgiving service at our Shepherd Lutheran Church. That's at 4 o'clock. And following that 4 o'clock service, we will sit down and enjoy what we call a pie or a light dessert fellowship. In other words, people will be bringing pies if they're able to, or some other dessert. And after that service, we will enjoy a little Thanksgiving with the with the desserts that are there, and allow us to be together with one another as we then give thanks to the Lord, not only on Thursday, but every day of our lives for all his marvelous gifts. So God bless you, and we will talk to you later. Have a wonderful week.